Hey y'all, welcome back to another podcast. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, Sleepfocus. And yes, hop straight right into it. This conversation is mainly for my hometown, Richmond. I'm pretty sure everybody know by now what's going on with all the protests and how people are like going about voicing their opinion and how people are basically going about expressing themselves because of their anger of how the cops have been treating people over the last couple of years. Last night in Richmond, on May 31st, history literally was made for my lifetime. I can't speak for what happened before me, the generations before me, but last night, something happened that never happened before that I never seen. We had all the police stations in Richmond team up with each other to go downtown and clear out the streets. And not only was they clearing out the streets, they was locking people up. Richmond is now under an 8 o'clock curfew. Because this protest, for the people that's not in Richmond, our protest has been three nights. It's been Saturday. Saturday is what's called the curfew. People, instead of going for the right sources to voice your opinion, the people that was down there was breaking into small companies. Companies that really, I ain't gonna say they don't matter, but companies that the government not gonna make no change for. For instance, the ABC store. My sources tell me that ABC store was broke in mostly by niggas. And yes, I'm gonna say it just like that. Cause why the hell would y'all break into an ABC store? Like, what exactly was the point of breaking into the goddamn ABC store? And then another one, DTLR. Come on now, y'all. Heard y'all walk right past the police station. Y'all have walked right past the court office. And then another one was, I heard, was kind of mixed stores. It was GameStop. People, it's like, Richmond, I feel like Richmond, y'all don't want to get heard. Y'all just want to, like, try to... y'all just want to be seen. What I mean by seen, y'all just want to make some chaos. Because all of that was pointless. Now, we come to Sunday, which was last night, May 31st. Y'all still went down there. I give y'all credit. Y'all still went down there. Y'all still walked the streets. Y'all still was spray painting things. But at the end of the day, the police locked most of y'all motherfuckers up. Some of y'all escaped because y'all ran. But while y'all was down there, y'all did not really still do anything that mattered. Yes, I'm talking from the sideline. Yes, if anybody from Richmond here, this would be like, well, why you ain't come down there and show us how it was done? Because it was not no freaking problem. If I wasn't there for the first night, there's no reason for me to come the third night when they basically got the National Guard down there. Well, now, not the National Guard, but every single police station down there walking right behind y'all. If they get close to y'all, they is pulling up. And, yo, they're not even getting close. They pulling up in random panty wagons, hopping out, grabbing people, locking them up. And then back to Saturday, a lot of them buildings that was torched, yeah, they, not only did y'all loot, y'all set them on fire. Y'all broke into Starbucks. What do Starbucks got to do with this? Regardless if it's white owned, black owned, any of that. Y'all want to say, okay, I think Starbucks is white owned. Y'all want to say because Starbucks is a white-owned company. white people out here walking with us. And by the looks of it, it's more white people than black people out there walking. Let's be real. I cannot be mad at y'all for voicing y'all opinion, doing what y'all gotta do, because y'all want to be heard. But I'm just mad at the fact that some of the actions y'all did while y'all was down there. The buildings that y'all hit, them little corner stores, because it'd be like three different protesting groups each time. And last night they locked basically all three of them. They got a hold of all three. They had y'all walking around in circles. Because every time y'all turned the corner, y'all seen the police, and y'all was wondering, like, what exactly is going on? So y'all kept turning the corner till y'all found out that it was a trap the whole time. So, yeah, it's quite crazy. But I don't get rich. And as far as me coming down there to help, I can't come down there if I'm not really understanding the cause. I was looking at a young lady live. I forgot her name. But she had about 4.K to 6K to 7K people looking at it last night. And she was walking up and down the street. I think she called her group the third protester group. And she was walking. She realized, because when they got to a corner, it was one guy was less stuff that was like, this way! And the whole crowd just turned and went up that way. So at that point, she started asking questions. Who was leading the group? It took her a minute to find out that there's some random black guy told her that we all lead the group. He was like, we all leaders out here. She was like, okay, where are we going? He said, I think we're going to the fan. To the fan. She was like, oh, you, the dude did sound like he was from New York. But he, like, let's fast forward. He told her where we was going. She backed off. She asked a couple other people, was he really from there? They vouch for him. They say he's from here. He's from Southside. But yeah, I guess he put on a little fake accent or whatever. He looked at her live and was like, oh, she got 6.4K. And he only had like 100-something. So, fast forward, she gets back to asking the same dude a question. The same group of people that are supposed to be getting along. She goes back. Ask him, I forgot what she asked him, don't hold me to it. She asked him something. They get into an argument. And when I mean they get into an argument, he coming off like, I mean, he really not coming off, but she's coming off at him like, I'm gonna ask fucking questions. Oh, that's a fact. I'm gonna ask fucking questions. And that's stamped. Like, and I'm looking at the live like, okay, this really looks real unorganized, because now, not only is y'all arguing with the police, y'all arguing with each other. So for the people that was looking at her live, what, how y'all expect for us to want to show up down there? And this is what we see y'all do. Without the rest of the... I heard y'all still pretty deep. It's about 6,000, maybe 7,000 people in groups. Heard y'all still was pretty deep. But how was y'all expecting for more people to show up and the ones that are down there can't get it together? I guess y'all expected for the ones that's not down there to come down there and try to get some type of order going on. It's not no order. Because of them protest groups that are down there, they're just random pop-ups. Like, people be downtown waiting until a good little group pull up. They be like, I think I heard it's like 3 cars, 4 cars deep that pull up at once. And then after that, everybody else just follow suit. It'd be one group of people that show up, And then everybody follow suit because they like, oh, they the leader of the protest. The people that got the loudest voice, the leader of the protest. Alright. At this point, I do not get it at all. Hold on, y'all. Y'all know me, I finally pulled up to my first main hustle. Alright, I don't get it until this point of what exactly is Richmond fighting for. Until they get some type of organizer. I mean, it's really nothing else to fight for, because right now we're on the curfew. And clearly, they was not playing about locking motherfuckers up. They said it on the news. Dozen of people locked up last night. Like, I'm wondering if they locked up a dozen of people. Where the hell they put all of them at? Because as far as I know, the people that's in jail, the ones that's really fighting from COVID-19 right now. So y'all just basically went to jail. Somehow, somewhere, probably one of y'all that got 19 is gonna bring it back out here. So therefore, the outbreak of COVID-19 probably gonna get worse. But y'all ain't think about that. They ain't think about that part at this point. Like, that part right there is just out the books. Well, I'm gonna end this conversation with this, and I will be back to talk about this topic, because these last 3 days, it probably be 4, has really made history in Richmond. And my advice to y'all, just like I heard my homeboy said, if y'all really want to be heard, y'all want to make a difference, stop coming to a protest unarmed. And when I mean unarmed, I mean stop coming to a... If you is armed, have your rifle, your ever you have this arm showing. Let the police see it. And when y'all come out, make sure y'all have targets and good intentions, what y'all to hit, what y'all want to hit, to make a statement, and for y'all to go back home safely. Y'all want some tactics? Y'all want some type of ways to make statements? My inbox always open. But I'm gonna end this one right here, man. Like I always say, if y'all don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, stay focused, man. Y'all be safe out here. Hey y'all, welcome to another podcast with me and Isaiah. Say what's up, Isaiah. Today he wanted to talk about Sonic on the way home, basically. So what you got to say about Sonic?
He goes super fast and he got electric and he
punched
very, very hard.
Alright, I got a question. So who you think will win in the fight? Sonic or Spider-Man? Who gonna win?
Sonic, cause he's very fast.
You don't think Spider-Man got a chance?
No.
Wow.
But Sonic's gonna win cause he's very, very, very fast.
You know Spider-Man kinda fast too now.
Yeah, when he butts up. And he's pretty cool.
Don't you got the Spider-Man game? You don't even know Sonic got a game.
Yeah, I know. I've seen Sonic game for years.
How many years? Hey y'all, welcome back to another podcast where y'all hear me talking about random shit. I am your host, Stay Focused. And like I always say, even though I already said my name, if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, Stay Focused, man. And you know, I'm trying to stay consistent, trying to keep preaching to y'all. For y'all to see, I got some listeners on here. Like, I really do appreciate y'all. Shout out Ukraine. Shout out United States. Shout out Ukraine mostly, because Ukraine is actually showing me love on here. Like, I really do appreciate y'all out there. I wish y'all the best for what y'all got going on over here in the States. It's a little different. We not ducking missiles and all that shit right now. Like, I really do wish y'all the best. Speaking of Ukraine, I want to talk about what I hear about what's going on over there. And for any of my Ukraine listeners, if y'all understand English, please do not be afraid to comment on this podcast so they'll let me know. And I will go back and repeat what I said. Anyway, far as I hear, Putin getting his ass whooped. Russia, shout out to Russia. I say I got Russia on listeners too. Appreciate y'all. But far as I see, what they're telling us over here, United States right now, everybody's seeing it, telling us Russia getting y'all ass with candy to y'all over there. You're so bad that Putin thinking about launching a nuclear missile. That's what we getting over here, but that's what they supposedly telling us. You know how the media like to change things up. And there's a chance that Ukraine might be joining NATO. Me personally, I see nothing wrong with them joining NATO. Like, they got the wheat. They got all the wheat supplies and all that over there. That's probably why Russia like, no, we need that over here. Y'all not gonna be one with the United States. Everybody really just hate the United States. But my thing is, y'all saying this bomb is gonna take out this kilometers of people, this bomb is gonna take out that kilometers of people. Whole time, it's now 2022. We have new intelligent people working on these bombs of mass destruction. And I'm pretty sure we'll take out, one bomb will take out half the United States. One bomb will probably take out the whole North Korea, Ukraine. And now that, but hold on. Now that I was about to say something about North Korea, and I got some North Korea listeners too. I see y'all on my stat sheet. They said North Korea has launched a practice missile over Japan. Basically, what's over Japan? United States, right? They told Japan to take cover, get inside. North Korea, y'all, I can't even say y'all, Capital One guy over there. I don't know what y'all issue is or what happened with the United States, but y'all still holding grudges with us. But this shit right here over here in North Korea, I tell y'all, your army not big enough, your military not big enough, your Marines, submarine, all that woo-woo shit not big enough. The only choice y'all will ever have is to shoot a missile. But we shoot one back, just know we wiping y'all asses off the map. I'm pretty sure. Positive. But I wish y'all the best too. I really don't want to see nobody get hit with no bomb. I'd rather keep it at war. Honestly, if things gotta be settled, let's keep it at war. Let's keep it on the ground. For all y'all that's in the Air Force, y'all take care of it in the air. For all y'all that's in the Marines, y'all take care of the water. I'm a ground guy. I'm not in the military. I'm not a rogue. But when it comes to the fighting, I want to be on the ground. I want to use my 2 feet. I don't want to be in no ship. I don't want to be in no plane. But anyway, next, what else is on my mind of random shit? I believe this Saturday or next Saturday, Logan Paul will be fighting Roman Reigns Saudi Arabia for the World Heavyweight Championship. Not just one belt, but for both of them. Logan. I got money on Jake beating that Zip. I got money on Jake. Point blank period. I got money on Jake. I feel like he gonna catch Silver with a crazy ass, you know what I'm saying, a right, but Silver not looking at some shit. It's gonna be some shit he throw Silver off of. But anyway, Logan Paul, I understand it's your sport. And trust believe, you have hella potential. Hella potential in the WWE, boy. Your first match with The Miz, your first match when you tag with The Miz really won nothing. Your first solo match with against The Miz was very impressive, very impressive. But unless you about to pull out some new moves, boy, you is going into the yard of the dogs, boy. You know your mic, work on your mic skills. You're not there for us. For us being the world championship, you're not there yet for us. We don't want you representing us in the WWE. Not yet. Another thing. I just wish you the best, Logan, honestly. Like, if you beat Roman, trust believe, I would be the first one to applaud you. Wish you a good title run, because if you do win, I do believe you will have a good title run, because the amount of people that you will bring into the WWE just for holding those two titles for a month will be crazy. Like, I don't know how you got the fan base you got, how you got the supporters you got, but it's just crazy. What else? Let's talk about some Richmond things. Richmond, praise the people, not fighting no more. For all my listeners out there, Richmond is inside of Virginia. It's a smaller area of South Virginia called Richmond. And over here, y'all, it's people not fighting no more. People not fighting at all no more. Like, it's just crazy. I'm actually about to put my son in 2-way boxing class. It's like I might as well put him in the government too. It's crazy. Richmond, people dying. Mama's crying. I don't know who came up with this slogan, Richmond is for lovers. I mean, I guess it is for lovers, because people get pregnant left and right in Richmond. Goddamn. Yeah, it's a lot going on in Richmond. For all y'all out there in different countries that be listening to me, different states, I'm gonna look at my stats after this podcast, and I'm gonna try to shout out some other states. I think Mexico's on there, the Philippines. I actually think China is up here, but that's just a few. And I appreciate y'all for the little percent of love y'all do show. What else? Oh, China. Speaking of China. Heard y'all over there having a drought, China. Y'all was over there drinking, just making suns and all that shit, making robots and shit. Now y'all having droughts. So fuck with all that technology shit. All that 5G, 54G and all that shit. That shit is fucking the world up. Y'all gotta think about it. World catching on fire. That shit got there getting hotter and hotter, because we putting more 5Gs and 5Gs up here. Think about it, y'all. I don't support that shit. For all y'all that's over there and having a goddamn drought, man, y'all better be Googling anything y'all can to keep y'all house cool. Cali, I'm pretty sure y'all used to it. But the time's already hard. With heat involved, it make times twice as harder. That go for anybody. But when you cold, when you're too cold, it just makes things twice as hard. It makes it difficult. All of the above. I feel like the government actually has something to do with the whole heat thing going on in Cali right now, and the other areas. I don't know the names of the other areas, but all on that side, all over there, little Cali, all y'all going through it. I seen a map, like that whole borderline and a little bit in of it having like a heat crisis right now. Like, pray for y'all. Well, Cali, I'm thinking Cali, y'all pretty much, all y'all over there probably used to it. It's different over there. I'm on the East Coast, y'all on the West Coast. It's different. It's a different feeling. And another thing, I'm gonna leave this right here for anybody that listen to this podcast. Anybody out there that wants to start a online business with me, myself, truly, hit me up. I have everything in my bio link. How y'all can find me, contact me. If not, hit me up on here. If not, you can get on Instagram and DM me at stayfocus_89. Or it's just one underscore. But when you guys get up there, you'll see my picture of me. It would be a guy with dreads in his hair. Yeah, I'm looking for business partners out here, y'all, for any type of business officials, because you really need a team to make a lot of things work. So, this goes out to any Russia person, any Ukraine person, anybody that honestly that can talk some type of English. Y'all can get on the podcast with me. Any Russian person, any Ukraine person, y'all want to get on here and speak y'all piece about what's going on over there, please send me a message. I would love to have y'all on here. Honestly, but that's also in any other state, any other where about any other place that, you know, that wants to reach out and get onto this platform with me, please do not be shy at all from hitting me up. But I'm gonna end this right here, and like I always say, y'all be blessed. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, Stay Focused, man. Y'all have a good one. Today, I want to give condolences, because I heard
a 17-year-old got found in a trash can last night, or yesterday, at Fairfield in Richmond. I want to give my condolences to the family,
and everybody that loves him.
That's crazy.
I could only imagine getting that call.